Looking to bounce back from their first conference loss, Chi High headed back to Duray Field on Veterans Night, looking to defend the home turf against the Wildcats of River Falls.
Receiver in motion. Banky, fake it, hand off to the fullback. He's going to bounce it, coming to the near side, charging with the dash. He'll turn it around, Smith, and he'll get out of bounds in River Falls territory about the 43-yard lines. Jalen Smith ripping off a first down.
Well, I told you that Jalen Smith is an exciting runner to watch whenever he gets the ball, and there you go.
3 minutes shortly. Receiver in motion, Banky. He's going to hand off Banky around the far side, the 20. Still on his feet, the 15, the 10.
Oh,
inside
nice
the
move.
10-yard line, Banky. Close to that first down, a little short.
He stretched. I think he might have got it.
Okay, Talon Schultz under center. It's a pitch to Jalen Smith. Touchdown.
There you go. The
Jalen
Cardinals
is standing
tie the
up.
Game. Six apiece. Fourth and one from the 6 yard line. Musa hands it to Tara Savage. The Cards hit him.
That's a stop. Clary, number 10.
The Cards are filed up and they stop him.
That's a huge play. Great play by Clary. He comes up with some huge plays throughout the year, and that's one of the biggest.
Not in any hurry, just chewing up clock. River Falls with their talented run pass options. They don't have the football.
And they've also moved into four down territory. And here you're going to see their first pass.
And he's got a completion out on the right side. And there's the completion to Jalen Smith.
I think it's an 11-minute drive if they can pull this off.
Schultz under center, charging ahead. Banky pounding his way to
the
26-yard line. And it is another Cardinal first down, their ninth of the night. All right, so Schultz is under center now. Wingbacks on both sides. He's going to pitch it. Banky through the middle. Banky down to the 5 yard line, inside the 5 yard line. A great first down play for the Cards. Yeah. And there's the pitch and running it in. Banky is in for the touchdown, and the Cardinals lead it 12-6.
Now they're coming out and spread here, but I still think what we're going to see is a run on this play, but we'll see. Right. It's down to 38, so maybe they will pass.
From the pistol, running back to behind him.
That's
and it's
a good call.
Fake on the reverse. Jalen Smith going to take it to the 40, the 45, midfield, the 45, the 40, and he's out of bounds inside the 40.
And we got a late hit, baby.
Talon Schultz, the quarterback from the pistol with the running back behind him. He'll take it. High snap. Looks down the field.
There's right your highlight right there.
He's got him. Yes, down the middle of the 40 and still on the move all the way to midfield. And there's the Cardinals with the big 40-yard completion. That does it. River Falls comes out of here with a win. Chi-Hi led at the half, 12-6, but River Falls outscores them 22-6.
Another opportunity on their home field awaits. But for Chippewa Falls, the BRC Conference schedule doesn't get any easier as the unbeaten Rice Lake Warriors come to town. It's time for Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports. Chi-Hi Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Welcome to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on the WOGO Sports Live video stream and on Cardinal TV. Homecoming night, Chi High 1-3 against against Rice Lake 4-0. Big Rivers Conference battle. And Dave Check, Chi High looking for that first BRC win, and tonight is a key game.
Yeah, Chi High's had an interesting season, obviously, with everybody in the Big Rivers Conference being tough and starting off with the top of the cream. I mean, it doesn't get any easier, and we've been saying that for two or three straight games now, and it really doesn't get any easier. This Rice Lake team is one of the best teams, if not the best team that we've faced, and once again, we're starting the beginning of the game saying the Cardinals have to play a perfect game. You know, they're beatable, but the Cardinals have to play a good game.
Talking with both coaches, which we'll hear coming up here in the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Coach Rakovich said, hey, we need to finish a game. We need to start out better and play two complete halves of football. On the other side, Coach Hill is saying, hey, we need to make sure that we're playing in the first half the way we've shown we can play in the second half. Last week against Menominee, they were down 24-6 before scoring 35 unanswered to win 41-24, and they were getting pushed around, bullied at the line of scrimmage by the Mustangs, and then kind of woke up. And he's saying, hey, once we get into this latter half of the schedule and play talented teams like Chippewa, but also Hudson and River Falls and New Richmond, saying we cannot do that if we want to finish the way we want to finish.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had the choice between playing a good first half and winding up losing in the second half or playing a bad first half and winning in the second half, I think you know what you would choose. So I'd rather have the problem that they have. But, you know, if that holds true tonight, maybe Cardinals have a 21-0 to lead, then I think you're going to see that, I can guarantee you, as at least some component of the keys to the game tonight, too.
We'll get to those choice and forward keys to the game coming up. First, we'll take a 2.5-minute break and be back with our interviews with both head coaches. Cardinal Countdown pregame show, homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. This is WOGO Sports, back in 2.5.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Grow your savings with Royal Credit Union's great certificate rates. Choose a 4.10% APY 12-month certificate or a 3.75% APY 9-month certificate. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. APY equals annual percentage yield. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 7/28/25. Insured by NCUA.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
To serve again.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Homecoming Night in Chippewa Falls, Big Rivers Football here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chippewa Falls High School and McDonald High School Athletics with head coach Dan Hill of the Rice Lake Warriors, 4-0 on the season against your 1-3 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. And coach, of that 4-0 start, first off, what are you doing well?
Well, last week it was playing better in the second half. We've actually had a couple games like that. I hope we don't get off to a slow start again and have to claw our way back. But I think the thing to answer that question, what are we doing well, is after we've screwed up, we start fixing things. That's, offensively, then taking advantage of field position, short field, that kind of stuff, and executing. And second half corrections, I guess, would be probably the thing that we've done best. I wish we wouldn't have to do that, but.
And what would you say as well, too, that your coaching staff is saying, hey, as we turn the corner to the second half of the season, this is what we have to do well?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because if we keep doing the things that have plagued us in the first few games, then you're going to – and make no mistake, Chippewa is a damn good team because their schedule was different. They played three really good teams already. So anybody that looks at record and says, oh, 4-0 against 1-3, that's completely – irrelevant at this point. It's how are you going to execute? They've got a good system. They've similar to us. They've been running their system a long time. They know what the heck they're doing.
And finally, coach, when you look at your system, again, a lot of times the skill position players get accolades and see the names in the newspaper, but on the line, it really seems like your offensive and defensive lines have to be solid or this team isn't going far.
Yeah, I think that's true of all football. You don't see teams that sustain winning and they're losing the line of scrimmage, so you have to figure out how to win the line of scrimmage. You're not going to win much.
Well, coach, we appreciate your time as always. Hopefully the weather stays this nice like we have here in pregame, and looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
You're right. Thank you.
Head coach Dan Hill of Rice Lake back with Coach Rakovich of Chi High on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. This is WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Welcome back to Homecoming Night in Chippewa Falls. Duray Field shy high against the Rice Lake Warriors here with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. And coach, you're getting to that turning point of the season where you flip from the first half of the season to the second half. What do you say, hey, this is what we can build on so far? 1-3 start, but there have been some positive things.
Well, we've done a lot of good things in the first half, basically. Last week we were ahead at halftime. We just got to keep that energy up and keep believing in our process for the whole game, and we'll be all right. But we're playing an awful good football team tonight, I'll tell you that.
Coach, turnover differential is something that really sticks out. I think double digits in the negative. And, I mean, forcing some turnovers on defense would be great, but I think just making sure you hang on to the ball offensively.
Oh, absolutely. The team that doesn't turn the ball over the fewest amount of turnovers is always going to win. And that is something that we focused on for the past 2 weeks, very, very much so.
And finally, Coach, I mean, you've been able to run on everyone you've played so far, and it sure seems like battle in the trenches once again tonight.
Well, it is, and you know, anybody that knows football knows that when you're a running team, everything's fine until you get a couple touchdowns behind, and then all of a sudden things change. So I don't like to call ourselves a running team. We pride ourselves in how we run the ball, but, man, I'll tell you what, we practice as much throwing the ball every day in practice as we do running it. So, you know, hopefully we can get that off the ground.
Well, Coach, there's always a lot of juice, a lot of energy coming into homecoming. Hopefully the boys can channel it in the right direction here on the field.
Boy, I sure hope so. It's a big night.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to Homecoming Night in Chippewa Falls. It's the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO broadcast team, and a cast of thousands making this broadcast possible. Our audio broadcast engineer at the WOGO home base in Halley is Gavin Bovey, Sam Aberley, and Colin Nichols running the WOGO Sports live video stream, and Chris Perry along with Trey are running the Cardinal TV live video stream. Lots of options for you to watch and listen to tonight's homecoming contest. It's time for the Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, a key or two here tonight for the Cards, trying to get that first conference win.
Well, Caleb, obviously we got a lot of options if you want to talk about keys to the game too, but I think you hit it on the head right at the beginning. Cardinals got to play four quarters of football. There's no question about that. We've come out every single game. We've said they're close. They're in it. But then something happens in the second half, and they got to turn that around if they're going to win these games. So that's the key to the game is play four quarters.
Your Toyce and Ford keys of the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Both teams running the ball very effectively. Rice Lake, 281.8 yards per game. They've scored 14 touchdowns on the ground. Chi High, 275 yards rushing per game and 10 touchdowns. Rice Lake scoring almost 33 points per game, giving up 19.8 on the other side for Chi High. They're scoring 18.5 points per game and giving up just under 30 points per contest. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports Cardinal Countdown pregame show. It's almost kickoff time on homecoming night. Back in 2.5, this is Cardinals football hosting Rice Lake on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
It's just about time for kickoff on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio and the live video stream on Facebook and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button there. Watch live Chi High and McDonald Athletics for free. It's Chi High and Rice Lake. The Cardinals 1-3 on the season, 0-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. Rice Lake 4-0, 2-0 perfect right now, tied for first in the Big Rivers. Rice Lake wearing the white traveling uniforms with the golden yellow pants, golden helmets with the blue warrior insignia on the side, blue numerals and the gold piping. Chi High, magnificent in the monochrome, as we like to say. Jet black tops and bottoms, solid white numerals, and the ruby red CF insignia on top of those matte black helmets. Looking forward to this one, Dave Check, and keep belaboring the point, but it's true. Got to get this one. It's very important in terms of making it to the playoffs. Not do or die, not a must win, but about as close as you can get to it at the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting there. You know, one thing I do want to tell the fans, if they hear you saying the name Swenson out there a lot, the answer is going to be yes, that is your brother out there. And I don't think I have to say it. I can say it for you, and I don't think you have to say it. He's a heck of a player. Getting Division II looks, and I hope he doesn't do too much damage to us tonight. He can save his antics for other teams.
The good thing is I do know how to pronounce his last name right. So, Chai Hai will be receiving the kick, moving left to right as we look at it here at Duray. A beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. Great studio tonight. Fantastic showing from the student section. Jack Larson has it on the tee.
Cardinals are going to start with the ball right away, so let's see what they can do. Hopefully they don't even have to. We'll see if Jalen Smith can take one to the house. Very exciting player this year.
Larson, the 6'2" senior, outstanding linebacker and fullback, drives the right leg into this one, sends Jalen Smith all the way back to the 1 yard line. Smith straight ahead between the hashes, now cutting outside at the 25 yard line, hit at the 21, maybe the 22 actually. And Jalen Smith goes down. That's where Chai Hai will start, 1st and 10. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Homecoming night here, Dave, and again, so much energy, so many things going on this week, and it's just a matter of channeling and focusing that energy here between the white lines tonight, and then you can kick back with, I don't know if the bonfire is going to happen tonight, but homecoming dance and such tomorrow. Plenty of activities to enjoy, but focus right here, right now.
Yeah, for the fans, that's great. For the coaches, it's absolutely horrible to have no focus on your team the entire week. Some of these kids, so hopefully they
Cardinals
can start
come out with Wildcat and Colin Clary to start.
It's good to see a big push for the big fella up front.
Now Talon Schiltz will go in, but at Alan Dunham, something we haven't seen. We've seen that Wildcat look with Colin Clary, the senior, but not on the first play of the game.
Well, we had that Wildcat where there was a fumble out of it last game, and so maybe good to give a little confidence because that's a play maybe they want to go to several times tonight.
Got 5, 2nd and 5 from their own 28-yard line for Chippewa Falls. Now Talon Schiltz, the junior, under center. Double wing, double tight formation. Schiltz, give off the right side. That's Banky, and Banky working hard, and he's going to push his way for a first down up near the 35-yard line. Tyler Banky has run very well this year, 6.5 yards per carry, 339 yards and 3 touchdowns coming into this night.
Banky with a nice 9-yard run there. Cardinals push it up to the 31-yard line. The 36-yard line.
And that Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. 1st and 10 from the 36. 2 plays on this drive so far for Chai Hai. Fake to Banky and a flip to Banky right side. He picks his way across the 36-yard line. Spilled close to the 40-yard line. Aaron Hoffman, Warriors leading tackler, on the stop there. Hoffman coming into this game, Grant Maholke is actually the leading tackler, but Hoffman right up there as well. Talented running back. We'll see him playing both ways tonight. 2nd and 6 after the gain of 4. 2 tight ends, 2 wingbacks, and a fullback. Flip left side, Jalen Smith getting his first touch out of the backfield. Evades traffic in the backfield, now pushing forward, trying to take a couple tacklers with him up to about the 44-yard line, picking his way, getting what he could. Jalen Smith.
That play blocked really well, but the running back needs a lot of patience there to see the blocking develop, and he was able to, at the last second, cut it back inside and for a pretty good gain. And just what I want to say, overall, is a good start by the O-line. Looks like they're getting good push on this D-line of Rice Lake.
Again, look at the Cardinals taking some time off the clock. That's exactly what they want to do, is only make this be a 2 or 3 series half, and the same for Rice Lake, and that's exactly what they did against River Falls.
It's a 3rd and 3, same double wing formation from their own 43-yard line. Talon Schiltz under center, sending a man in motion left to right. Give right side. That's Banky. Evades one tackle in the backfield. Gets a block. Turns the corner. 45-50. First down. Chippewa Falls.
That was a heck of a block by number 32. It's number 32.
That's Gavin Schiltz.
Yeah, what a block by Gavin Schiltz. That's really what sprung that. That was Banky on the run, did you say?
It was. And Banky, first foray into Rice Lake territory for the Cards. Picked up a pair of first downs. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I was just going to say a good individual effort there because the defensive end had him dead to rights, but a nice stiff arm to get to the edge.
First and 10 from the Warriors' 48-yard line for Chai High. Same formation. Gavin Schiltz, right wing back. Jalen Smith, left side. Rather, Tyler Behnke. Zenner, the fullback. Schiltz gets his first carry. Taps the brakes. Goes north-south inside the 45-yard line. Down close to the 43. Gain of 5 on first down for Gavin Schiltz.
You know what I like about that play is he's the kid that got the block that sprung the last play. You go right back to him and you give him a 5-yard gain.
We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. How about that? Free consultations. EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Second and 5 from the 43 of Rice Lake for Chai High. No score. 8.5 minutes to go first quarter. Give to the fullback. Zenner. Zenner running hard inside the 40-yard line. Good shiftiness with the feet for Luke Zenner inside the 40 down to the 39. Gain of 4 is going to set up another third and short.
Already have five different ball carriers for Chai High as the ball goes to the 39-yard line. Good drive for the Cardinals so far.
Last time these two teams tangled at Puglund Field in Rice Lake, and the Warriors dominated that one 47-30. Chai High, like you mentioned, would be fine with a low possession, low scoring game here. Third and 1 from the 39. Double wing, double tight. Behnke in motion. Give to Jalen Smith. Smith, good patience. He'll push his way inside the 35-yard line for a first down. And Allen, that time, I think it was the patience of Jalen Smith, that hesitation in the backfield that allowed him to get 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, it was a really good job because the D tackle of Rice Lake submarined underneath and really clogged up the middle. And Jalen Smith, his athleticism was able to scoot around that and find a hole. And great job getting the first down.
Dayton X, 6'4", 220, plays both ways on the offensive and defensive line, is back out there for Rice Lake after missing last week against Menominee. They felt his absence. Right side, that's Tyler Behnke. Behnke inside the 35-yard line, trying to take it down to the 30. He'll be cut down about the 32, they'll say the knee went down, so a gain of just 3. We'll keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. That's Royal Credit Union. Center for Chippewa Falls up on the ball. Gunnar Herman, the junior, 6'6". Second and 7 from the 32. Flip right side. Feeding Behnke. Banky's got some room. 25-20 down the sideline. 15-10-5. Inside the 5-yard line. Tyler Behnke and Chai High in business.
It's just great blocking by everyone on the right side of that line, including the pullers from the left side. That hole was wide open and a great run.
Talk about the pullers from the left side. Noah King and Carson Parker, I mean, combined, they have 14 Division II offers. Both have committed already, but 4 different states. Colleges have come to look at those young men. Again, they're just 40%, but a very big 40% of that offensive line. First and goal from the 5. Schiltz, flip right side to Behnke again. Behnke fighting his way inside the 5-yard line. Couple Warriors take him down.
You know, this first drive, you wonder what they see on the film and the scouting reports. Behnke getting a lot of the carries. He's got 6 of the 11 carries so far.
Second and goal for Chai High from the 3. They're 16 seconds away from using up half of the opening quarter. They've stayed in the double wing the entire time. Jalen Smith, Zenner, and Behnke, the running back. Second and 3. Feeding Behnke again, right side. He's got a little bit of a crease to the end zone. Touchdown from 3 yards out. Chai High goes the length of the field and takes a 6-0 lead against Rice Lake.
You know, it's easy to say that drive was all Behnke, but it was all the offensive line, the tight ends, everybody leading the way there. That was just great blocking all around that entire drive.
Five minutes, 59 seconds used up out of the opening quarter. Now the Cardinals going for 2 right away. They've got Colin Cleary out there.
Cardinals will go for 2.
I think it's a good move. Their offense has been hot, getting at least 3 yards a crack.
Cleary going to keep it himself. Left side, lowers the shoulder, pushing the pile. Is he in? He is! It's 8-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chai High Football on Homecoming Night. Back in 1 minute.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
A good start for Chi High, taking up almost half of the opening quarter and leading 8-0 against the unbeaten Rice Lake Warriors.
It does not get any better of a start than that. A 12-play drive, taking half the quarter, ending in 8 points. And you look across the field at Rice Lake, they got a lot more players going both ways that are going to get tired by drives like that than we do.
Noah King going to UM Duluth next year. Line drive kick bobbled a little bit at the 15-yard line. Now picked up straight ahead. No wedge that time for the Warriors. Twisting his way past the 25-yard line up to the 26, maybe the 27, one of the upbacks. So their senior receiver and safety, Swenson, doesn't get a shot to return that one as King, a nice job keeping it low. Warriors will start first and 10. Decent starting field position from the 27 with 5:54 to go.
Well, now let's see what this defense can do. Last year, the Cardinals relied on their defense the entire year. Great Chad Berger defense. And this year, they got to toughen it up a little bit.
First and 10, the Warriors from the 28. Grant Pahulke going to UW-Eau Claire next year, the senior. Also, their leading tackler at inside linebacker is under center. Two wingbacks, no fullback for the Warriors. They'll give it to the fullback, straight ahead, twisting. That's Jack Larson to the 35-yard line. Larson is a load to bring down, helping Rice Lake to almost 282 rushing yards per game.
Yeah, he ripped off seven there, and it didn't even look like he got much past the middle of our line. That again, goes to the huge push.
513 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns for Larson. He gets almost 23 carries per game. 7 that time. 2nd and 3 from the 35-yard line. Pahulke sends a man in motion. The counter play off the right side, twisting up to the 41-yard line. That's enough for a Warrior first down. Ben Allen, as we go to back down to you, certainly a battle in the trenches we'll see all throughout the night tonight.
Absolutely. And this is, I mean, this half start off exactly the way you want to for Chi High. Now to see if the defense can respond and turn the Warriors back.
Say hello to my grandma and grandpa and aunt and uncle. Elliot and Artis Swenson, Doug and Lori Swenson, watching live on our WOGO Sports YouTube stream from Harlan, Iowa. Give to Jack Larson. Larson carrying tacklers with him near midfield. He's cut down at the 49-yard line. A gain of 7, maybe 8 for Rice Lake. Looks like 8. And so carries of 7 and 8 yards for Jack Larson. Warriors have a 2nd and 2 near midfield.
Well, very similar to dealing with River Falls offense last week as number 4 comes off a little bit injured for the Cardinals. Last week we had a big flashy offense in River Falls. They could throw it, they could run it. River Falls or Rice Lake's taking off big chunks. But again, as long as on offense we can do what they just did, that's going to keep them in the game.
Already chewed up a lot of clock. 4:32 and counting to go here, opening quarter. Again, it's homecoming night. Beautiful night so far. Knock on wood wherever you are. Off the right side, the handoff. That's Aaron Hoffman. And Hoffman burrows his way into Chi High territory down to the 46-yard line. We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Warriors on the far hash. Carried by Hoffman, enough for a first down. So 1st and 10 from the 46 at Chippewa Falls for Rice Lake. Single receiver out wide to the left. First carry, the ball is loose.
Yeah, fortunate bounce there for the quarterback. He fumbled it on the exchange to the fullback, and then it hopped right up to his chest, and he's able to get on top of it.
Again, that's something maybe, guys, that we haven't talked about quite as much, but the turnover differential. Chi High is still waiting here in Game 5 of the season to force their first turnover of the season.
Yeah, I think we're on the differential about 11-0, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I've seen anything
like
that.
6 interceptions, 5 fumbles, I believe. So just, you figure the ball has to bounce your way at some point, but sometimes you have to create that football luck. Second and 9 from the 45 for Rice Lake. Hoffman in motion. Boholke going to call his own number off the right side. This time, Boholke gashes his way inside the 40, down close to the 36. That's enough for a Rice Lake first down. Well, the technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling, that's Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Rice Lake, as patient as Chi High was. Both of these teams do not care if they get more than 2 series each half.
Boholke, the senior, brings them back to the line. Everybody in tight. 2 tight ends, 2 wing backs, a fullback. Sending a man in motion left to right. The give to the fullback straight up the middle. Bottle up pretty quickly by Chi High. One of the first halves of the ball looked to be Parker Erickson, Allen. I'm not sure if that's who you saw as well, but...
Yeah, Zenner as well from the linebacker position coming up and making a nice tackle.
You can see why Zenner is one of the leading tacklers for Chi High.
Looked like Carson Parker was in there as well. Ball sitting at the 34-yard line right now. Only a 2-yard gain. Definitely 4 down territory at this point. Okay,
where's that? Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Great to have Davis, part of our WOGO Sports broadcast team. Single receivers left and right. Boholke sending Hoffman in motion left to right. Boholke, option look, pitch right side. Hoffman evades one tackler that runs into a black wall near the 31-yard line. Gain of maybe 3.
See who that is unpiling. Good job on the safety position.
Yeah, number 22 playing corner there did a great job playing off the pitch.
Drew Musser.
Well, and that's what you got to do with Rice Lake. They're going to be running that triple option. It takes a lot of sound defense. You can't be taking chances. You got to take your man. That's what happened right there. Still a 3-yard gain. But the Cardinals with a chance here.
Hoffman checks out for Rice Lake. 3rd and 6, the Warriors from the Chi High 34-yard line. If you're just joining us, Chi High took half the opening quarter. 3-yard touchdown run by Tyler Banky. 2-point conversion run by Hutzler. 8-0. Boholke calls his own number off the right side. Boholke dives forward inside the 30. And he's cut down shy of the 26. 4th and short.
It's going to be the first big play of the game.
Could be the last play of the opening quarter. The way this is going,
I think Rice Lake is the only team more comfortable on 4th downs than the Detroit Lions.
4th and 2 from the Warrior 26 for Rice Lake. Under a minute to go.
Trying to get him to jump.
Sending Xander Easton in motion. Now Easton will reset. Coming back on the right side. Single receiver to the left. Hutzler in motion. Give to Larson. Larson has a big crease right side, and he pounds his way from Warrior first down into the red zone inside the 20-yard line.
Tackle by Owen Hediger.
33.8. Owen Hediger, who's the co-leading tackler for Chi High along with Luke Zenner, just picked up the stop. But the Warriors in business with 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. We'll see if they run one more play. It sure looks like it. Boholke under center. Larson right behind him at the fullback position. Counting down to 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Give to Larson again. Larson right into the heart of the line. He's dragged down inside the 15-yard line. That'll take us to the end of quarter number 1. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football at WOGO Sports. The Cardinals leading 8-0 on homecoming night. Back in 1 minute.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Quarter number two here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, Colin Nichols, and Sam Averly on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Gavin Bovee back at our WOGO studios in Halley. We're on the radio and live streaming video. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. Chi High leading 8-0 after one complete. Rice Lake threatening a second and six from the Cardinal 14-yard line. The Hokies under center.
The
Hokie give to Larson. Larson has a big hole. He's met at the 10-yard line. Pushes the pile inside the 10 down maybe to the 7 or 8. He is a load to bring down, Jack Larson.
Owen Hediger
on yet another stop for Chi High. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank, first to goal, Rice Lake.
Ball at the 7.
Spot the ball at the just outside the 7, between the 7 and the 8. Caught the 8 on the scoreboard, so we'll go with that as well. First and goal from the 8 for Rice Lake. Paholke under center. Paholke keeping himself right side. Inside the 5-yard line, he's met at the 3. Lowers the shoulder.
17 on the
second
carry,
and goal. Almost a minute into the second quarter. Compassion down, and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. You can learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. We appreciate Luke and Dana Lucier and their support of our football broadcast here at WOGO Sports. Second and goal from the 3, Rice Lake. Trailing 8-0 to your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Paholke gives to Larson. Larson left side, lowers the shoulder into the end zone. Standing up, it is 8-6. Rice Lake strikes back.
Rice Lake says, you take a 12-play drive, we will match that with a 13-play drive. Neither of these teams have passed the ball yet.
So Larson from 3 yards out. Banky from 3 yards out. Rice Lake. Their MO is to go for two. They'll try to tie the game now. Paholke under center. Two wing backs and a fullback. Paholke give off the right side. Counter play almost untouched. We are tied at 8. Back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
So good to have you with us on a beautiful Friday night here in Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake 4-0 against the 1-3 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Homecoming hosts and your Chi High Cardinals scored first, 8-0. Rice Lake strikes back with 10:40 to play in the half. We are tied at 8. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on your WOGO Sports broadcast. Live video streaming for free on Facebook and YouTube. Also listen on the radio if you're out and about in the vehicle. 103.1 FM, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Larson, who just scored from 3 yards out, now has it on the tee. Jalen Smith and Gavin Schiltz back deep to receive. High end-over-end kick. Drifting is Schiltz, catches it over the shoulder at the 8-yard line. Gets a block from Gavin Schiltz, and Smith is loose along the 25, the 30-yard line.
He's
look
gone.
Out. Oh, my goodness. Jalen Smith run away, and he's going the distance.
No one.
2 yards to the house. Jalen Smith. Oh, my.
That right there. We told you how exciting of a player he was. He was second in the conference in all-purpose yard. Add another 90 yards.
He caught that ball towards the sideline, made a move to the right, got hit, kept his feet, did a spin move, and just tiptoed down the sideline that next 20 yards until he found a lot of green space to that end zone.
What an exciting player to watch. He could just turn the field around in a hurry.
Jalen Smith makes it 14-8, Chippewa Falls. 15 seconds after the game is tied, Smith gives the Cards the advantage.
We see your 13-play drive will not even need the ball in offense to score.
Talon Schiltz under center, going for two. Schiltz flips to Banky, gives him a lead block. Banky is cut down well short of the goal line, but Chi High takes the advantage back. We're back in 60 seconds. It's 14-8 Chippewa Falls on homecoming night. This is WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Noah King has it on the tee. Chi High taking a 14-8 lead thanks to senior Jalen Smith. Another line drive kick. That is danger zone for Chippewa Falls, and it caroms out of bounds. Rice Lake's going to get fantastic starting field position. But again, momentum can easily be won and lost throughout the course of four quarters, and Chi High seized it right back.
Yeah, not only an exciting play, but it actually is pretty good for us timing-wise, too. If Chai would have scored there on a long drive, you got to figure Rice Lake would have got the ball back with about 5 or 6 minutes left, perfect amount of time for a drive. Here, now Rice Lake's in that position where if they do put on another long drive, they're going to give the Cardinals just enough to get the last series of the half, which is a pretty big deal in a game where you're trying to maximize possessions.
Poholke with two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback at the 35-yard line. Poholke keeps it himself. He's got a lot of room outside the 40-yard line. Cuts it back inside the numbers to about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. Good first down carry for Poholke, the senior. Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Benizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for a quarter century, for 25 years. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. That's Holly Bogey of Coldwell Banker Benizer Realtors. Gain of eight for Grant Poholke, second and two from the 43 for the Rice Lake Warriors. Trailing now 14-8. Move to Hutzler. Hutzler lowers the pads, hits the 45-yard line, doesn't get any further. Good stick and stop on the play. I think that was Hettinger out there for Chi High.
Yeah, Zenner did a good job getting penetration, get on ankles at least to slow down the runner.
Looks like they've made 10 yards and just enough to get the first down at the 45.
Under 9.5 minutes to go. Opening half, 14-8. Chi High has gone the length of the field, 12-play drive, and went 92 yards even further in 15 seconds. Poholke off the right side. The carry up close to midfield. The Cardinal Wall turns the ball carrier back at the 49. Well, don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. That's WisconsinSurplus.com, WisconsinSurplus.com. Uncle Doug, if you're watching, seems like a place you'd probably like to check out.
You know, I got to tell you, this is a real easy game to keep the stats for.
No throws so far. Second and six from the 49. Their side of the 50 for Rice Lake. Counter play, and it's blown up in the backfield by Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness. Hayden Kidd destroyed that play.
Yeah, Hayden Kidd with the initial contact. And then a lot of Cardinals in there. That's a big play for them as it knocks them back to third and nine.
That was a counter play. They're trying to catch Chai High. We're over pursuing, but a great job staying home and keeping your position.
So many times last year in Rice Lake's second consecutive run to the state title game, it was Connor Durand, who's since gone to UW-Eau Claire. He was the one running that counter. Now seeing receivers left and right. Swenson on the near side, the big 6'4" target. Pohokie, right side, late option pitch, 45-yard line, 50, a lot of room down the sideline. That's Aaron Hoffman for a Rice Lake first down. Well-executed option play by the Warriors.
Yeah, you can hear Coach Berger screaming. That's the corner that has to make that play. He's got that pitch. And, you know, he had the play, and if he would have made the play, it would have made a nice fourth and 10. I don't know what Rice Lake would have done then, but don't have to worry about that now as they take it all the way to the 37.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line of Chai High for the Rice Lake Warriors. 4-0. Co-leaders with River Falls and Hudson of the Big Rivers Conference. Single receivers left and right. First and 10 from the 37 of Chai High for Pohokie. Still with two wingbacks and a fullback. Sending Huntsler in motion. Give to Larson. Larson off the left side. Pushing inside the 35-yard line. Then is stormed back. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chai High and McDonald Athletics. It's Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Luke Zenner checking back in. Chai High. And so Isham checking out. Gain of five on first down for the Rice Lake Warriors. Second and five from the 32.
Let's go!
On the near side hash.
Here we go, D! Let's go, D!
Pohokie. Give off left guard. Pushing forward inside the 30-yard line to the 25. Should be enough for a Rice Lake first down.
Let's go, D!
Rick Charette on the stop, I believe, that time for Chai High.
Already a seven-play drive for Rice Lake.
Just under 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or your business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. First and 10, Rice Lake knocking on the door of the red zone. 24-yard line, sending Hutzler in motion. Counter play again. This time a little bit more running room, but Hoffman is dragged down at the line of scrimmage. Ball may have come loose at the end. He looked like he held on to it. In the 23, I think Chai High was trying to campaign that it was coming loose, but Hoffman sure-handed.
Maybe a one-yard gain.
Real good job in the recovery of the Chai High defense because it initially was there, but really good pursuit by all the black jerseys.
You know, that Rice Lake area is the Hutzler stomping ground. Wonder what relation they are to the Hutzlers that we know and love.
I'll have to figure that out.
A lot of times we have this game as a nice civil war.
Six receivers left and right. Is Pohokie going to keep it himself off left guard into that A-gap? Pohokie inside the 20-yard line. The Warriors in the red zone. Third down coming up. Well, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump. It's on River Street, Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every sale of the Spirit Pump goes towards McDonald or Chai High Athletics. Just pick your side and contribute whenever you fill up at the pump. River Country Co-op. Third and four from the 18 of Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake trailing 14-8. Single receiver wide to the left. Pohokie, the senior under center. Pohokie gives to Larson. Larson falling forward inside the 15-yard line. That's close to a first down. Very close.
Josiah Eisenberger, nice job with the defensive tackle.
That is a first down. The Warriors will have a first and 10. Just over 5 minutes to play in this opening half. And our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
Race Lake is confident they can probably take this entire half down. A 10-minute drive if they can accomplish it. 4:45 left.
Aaron Cronquist wide to the left, single receiver for Rice Lake. Jack Larson into the heart of the defense. Still pushing the pile inside the 5-yard line. That is very close to another Rice Lake first down.
You saw right there, we blitzed the linebacker, and he just got so much momentum, they ran right past the ball carrier there. But a good idea to send some blitzes into that A-gap where they're running the fullback a lot.
Both teams have their full complement of timeouts. 4:18 to play in the half. Chi-Hi leading by 6, 14-8. The Rice Lake Warriors threatening once again. 3-yard touchdown run on their opening drive. Second and one from the Chippewa Falls 4-yard line as we traverse under 4 minutes to play. Paholke wheels and gives to Larson. Larson spins his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Rice Lake. 14-14, we're tied. Second carry of the night that results in 6 for the senior Jack Larson. And the Cardinals will get the ball back with some time on the clock. Will they be tied or will they be down? Conversion attempt coming up. Larson carries 3 and 4 yards for a touchdown.
Another 11-play, 6-minute drive. Pretty consistent.
Going for 2. Paholke keeping it himself, looking to the back of the end zone. Now he'll just tuck it and run into the end zone. Untouched, stretches the ball across the plane. 16-14. Rice Lake, they take their first lead. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Four-minute offense time for Chippewa Falls, trailing for the first time tonight on homecoming, 16-14 to the 4-0 Rice Lake Warriors, 3:57 to play in this second quarter. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports, live video stream on the YouTube channel and the Facebook page, all free if you're out and about in the vehicle, 103.1 FM AM 680 or live audio streaming at WOGO.com.
This drive very important for the Cardinals, again, with Smith running that one back. It really flipped the timing here for both teams, and you get the Cardinals with an opportunity to have one extra series for the half. You know, and if they keep playing like they are this half, that could wind up being huge. Again, they got to come out and play like this in the second half, but let's see them finish this off with a four-minute drive.
Rice Lake will receive the second half kick. Jack Larson, who scored both Warriors touchdowns, drives the right leg into this one. Fielded by Jalen Smith, this time at the 13-yard line. Smith taps the brakes, 25-yard line, evades a tackler. Stutter stepping across the 26, maybe to the 27. That's where Chi-Hi will start first and 10. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. That's Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Thank you to our co-video producers, camera operators tonight, Sam Aberley and Colin Nichols. Gavin Bovey, our audio producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley, on site for Cardinal TV. Chris Perry and Trey combining. Takes a host of folks to bring you these broadcasts. We appreciate each and every one of them. Chi-Hi down 2. First and 10 from their own 27. Banky gets the flip right side. Banky following a block. Turning the corner. 35-40. 45-50. Banky 45. Inside the 40-yard line. Tyler Banky. A huge first down gashing run. And Chi-Hi in business with 3:39 to go in the half. Great lead block out there, Allen.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the far side of there, so I couldn't see it, but I could see Benke as he ran, did a great job cutting up, and you always love it as a running back when you turn that corner and there's nothing but green grass in front of you.
I don't know if that was Luke Thompson out there in front of him.
That's a 34-yard run for Benke, if my math is correct there. We're at the 39-yard line now, perfect, with 3:39 left and all of your timeouts.
Single receivers left and right. Benke in motion. They'll fake the flip to him. Give off left guard. Not much going on. Rice Lake bottled that one up very quickly. Maybe a yard. Maybe even lost one.
Looks like they're staying right at the line of scrimmage. Well, it is a loss,
loss
of one.
Maybe half a yard. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Second and 10, Chi High from the 39 of Rice Lake. Trickling under 3 minutes to play in the first half. 16-14, the Warriors over the Cards. Schultz sends Smith in motion. Jet sweep look. Smith is going to have to break a tackle. He'll sprint to the sideline, gets maybe a yard back to the original line of scrimmage.
Just a really nice job by the Rice Lake defense, able to string that out. They kept outside position and never gave an opportunity for Smith to cut it up.
Owen Storberg and Grant Paholke doing a nice job, giving Smith no daylight. Kale Gago has an offer from Air Force, sprints off the field.
Watch the Cardinals take some time off here on this play. Don't necessarily have to do anything passing. Definitely a four-down play.
Single receivers left and right. Pistol look for Talon Schultz, still with two wingbacks. Schultz will take it down. We'll see a timeout. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Late-going first half, homecoming night in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Big third down for the Cardinals. They'll go spread. Three to the left. Single receiver to the right. Talon Schultz back to pass. Flares it out. Jalen Smith.
Oh, well,
he's got
blocked.
Inside the 35-yard line. Will Swenson drops him at the 33. The safety coming up to make the stop. It's going to be a fourth and a lot more manageable after the third and 10. Clock will keep on rolling in the Cards. Certainly content to leave it that way as Zenner will check back in.
6 yard gain to about the 33-yard line.
16-14. Rice Lake leading by two. They will receive the second half kickoff. Jalen Smith, the right wing back. Zenner, the fullback. Banky, the left wing back. Talon Schultz, the junior under center. Fourth and four from the Warrior 33-yard line. Crisscross. Banky twists away from one tackle. He is planted at the 28, but that's enough for a Chippewa Falls first down. Well executed. Smith to Banky on the crisscross.
Now the Cardinals got to pick it up a little bit, make sure they get their number of plays necessary to punch this one in. This ball sitting at the 27-yard line right now.
Two timeouts left. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Under 60 seconds to play. Single receivers left and right. Chi High down by two. First and 10 from the 27 of Rice Lake. Kevin Schultz in motion. Talon Schultz going to follow the block right side. Talon Schultz
we got
with
a flag,
the flag
on the play.
Coming from behind the play. Probably going to take this one back for the Cards.
I think that's probably an illegal motion. I think it was two men in motion at the same time. The running back looked like he had to hesitate.
clock stopped at 47.8 seconds to play, 47.8 left, and Chi High already moving backwards here.
This has been a little bit of the trouble at times as you get towards the end of the half when you don't have a lot of time and you're not a big play offense and the pass isn't something we're that comfortable with. We get 47 seconds left and 20 so yards out. Well, you know, what's a good play for us to try to get into the end zone here in a play or two?
Well, the Cardinals, 47 seconds and a couple of timeouts. You know, if they hurry up, they could get four, five, six plays, but they can't take that long to get to the line of scrimmage. That's kind of forcing them into a situation where they're going to have to pass.
Coming up in the post-class post-game show, we'll have our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm at Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls. Cards will go spread, receiver split evenly, twins left, twins right. Pistol formation, Talon Schultz's clock is running again. Schultz rolling out to his right, looking right, heaves it deep, looking really deep, and it's intercepted at the 5-yard line. The overthrow.
They're going to mark that ball at the 1-yard line, perhaps, or are they calling it in the end zone? He is marking that inside the one. Which, if there's anything good for the Cardinals, that is it with 35 seconds left. That the Rice Lake has to be real careful here.
Chi High took a shot. Ball sailed a little bit on Schultz. And the Warriors stopped the Chi High threat with 35 seconds to play. Again, the interesting thing is here at the 1-yard line, you can't really kneel it out even if you want to.
The good thing for them is they have a good running team, obviously, but if the Cardinals can come up with that one negative play that they had, this would be huge.
35 seconds to play.
Now, you probably have the stats on this. I would imagine that Sven has almost all of the interceptions for Rice Lake.
He does have four of them, and that actually is tied with about 9-10 other guys to lead the state of Wisconsin right now.
That's a lot of interceptions through four games. See what Rice Lake can muster and see if the Cardinals can step up. This would be huge, getting their 2 points back.
We have a timeout on the field, so we'll be back in just 30 seconds, back in half a minute. Chi High football homecoming night on WOGO Sports, back in half a minute.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Final 35 seconds of the half in a very competitive game here between Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake. The Warriors lead 16-14 here on the road. They are 4-0, 2-0 in the BRC. Chi High 1-3, 0-2 in Big Rivers Conference play.
I don't think anyone is thinking pass or triple option here. This is going to probably be the quarterback sneaking it right up.
Pahulke under center, just lowers the shoulder, surges ahead for 2-3 yards. I think they'll give him the 4-yard line.
I think both teams will be happy going to half like this. I don't think we're going to see another play.
Again, Chi High has been more of a first half team, Rice Lake more of a second half team. We'll see if those storylines continue here tonight. As the clock trickles under 10 seconds, an entertaining first half. Good to have you with us. Homecoming in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. At the half, your score, Rice Lake 16, Chippewa Falls 14. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports as our halftime show with stats, highlights, analysis, and looking ahead to the second half. Two-point game. After two quarters complete, we're back in three. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chippewa Falls football.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
It's halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Chi High marching Cardinals taking the field. Actually saw this, Dave, what they're going to be performing here. Again, just the marching Cardinals are the pride and joy of Chippewa Falls High School. The extracurriculars in so many different ways go just beyond athletics, and the music program is just phenomenal. And so, again, considering how great the Brewers are, the fact that they have a baseball theme set is really, really amazing. And I saw them when we were testing some equipment out before the season, saw them kind of in the early stages of this production. And it's going to be a treat for the fans here at homecoming night, that's for sure. Every member of the band wearing the baseball uniforms. And again, if you're watching on the live video stream, maybe you can see they've got the outfield fence out there. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Throwing the baseballs around, you're right. This is going to be a very interesting theme, and you are also right. Here at Chi High, we have always been very proud of all of our music, not only band, but ensemble, choir, just about everything Chi High is known for, and they do a great job of it. So be real fun to hear.
Well, speaking of great job, second first half in the last 2 weeks where Chi High has faced a quote-unquote superior opponent, at least record-wise, and has gone toe-to-toe with them. They did it against River Falls last week, doing it against Rice Lake so far, down by two. But again, they've thrown some good punches at the Warriors, taken some punches in return, and we've got a very competitive ball game.
Yeah, and we've seen that this is really the way that the Cardinals have to play this game. Again, Rice Lake has had the ball twice. They've scored twice. Chi High had just an amazing run back to keep him in this game. They had the first drive is about as good as you can do, but It really comes down to this is what we've seen all year long. And, again, the key to the game, can they do this for another two quarters?
We're going to take a brief break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll have your halftime stats, the Czech Law Office check of the stats. We've got some great halftime highlights for you as well. We're back in 2 minutes with the Cardinals trailing Rice Lake 16-14. Back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football on homecoming night at DeRay Field.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
My name is Carrie Kalm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kalm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kalm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kalm Law Firm.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. It's time for our Czech Law Office check of the stats, brought to you by Dave Czech, the man himself.
All right, so first of all, defensively, Rice Lake comes out and just pounds the ball, runs it every single play. They ran the ball 27 times for 138 yards and two touchdowns on only two drives, averaging a 5.11 yard per carry there. Again, Rice Lake basically getting everything that they want on the ground, and they have no reason to go to the pass. Chi High, a little bit different. We are kind of forced into our two-minute offense there, and other than that, the Cardinals were confident just running the ball, doing a great job. Again, very perfect first series. Benke doing the almost the entire load. He has 10 carries right now for 96 yards. Cardinals total right now, 16 carries for 117 yards, an average of 7.31 per play. So again, the Cardinals with the one touchdown rushing by Benke, or actually the two touchdowns rushing by Benke. The kickoff, that's why I don't have the second touchdown. Kickoff return by Smith that keeps them in it. Yardage wise, again, the total yards for the Cardinals, I didn't give you the passing stats. We do have Talon Schultz was 1-for-2 for 6 yards, so really it's all the rushing yards too. 123 total yards for the Cardinals and 138 yards for Rice Lake.
And again, both teams have not put the ball in the air much. As you mentioned, just two passes combined, and both of those for Chi High, and one resulted in an interception. Rice Lake able to stop that last Cardinal drive, and the Warriors are going to get the ball here to start the second half, and so far they've proven their ability to drive the length of the field, to be methodical. Chi High has done the same thing on a couple drives, just couldn't quite finish the last one. Maybe a little pressure there just because of the clock trickling down at the end, but so far both defenses have been stretched here in this first half.
Well, and there's a lot of things that the Cardinals have to do to win this game. Obviously, you know, like we said, the key to the game is they got to play four quarters. They got to play the exact same way they did in the first half. But even if they do that. The second thing is you're going to have to not turn the ball over. And even if you don't turn the ball over and you score every time and Rice Lake scores every time, Rice Lake starts with the ball in the second half. So you got to be the one to finish to even it out. And even if you do all that, then it's going to come down to the two-point conversions. And right now Rice Lake has us by one. So they still got a lot cut out for them. But, again, this puts us in the position that we were the last couple of games where, hey, they played a good first half. Now, why can't they play an entire game?
And Coach Rako has just said, finish, finish, finish. We have to be able to play a complete game. And, again, that turnover differential, you're certainly hoping that it flips in your favor at some point sooner rather than later. Before we take another break, we're going to give you just a little bit of the sights and sounds here of your Chippewa Falls marching Cardinals. Soul. Just let you enjoy that for a moment here. We'll keep it here. Chippewa Falls Marching Cardinals. We're back right after this in 2.5 minutes with your first half highlights. Back in 2.5, Chi High trailing Rice Lake 16-14 at the break. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High football.
Grow your savings with Royal Credit Union's great certificate rates. Choose a 4.10% APY 12-month certificate or a 3.75% APY 9-month certificate. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. APY equals annual percentage yield. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 7/28/25. Insured by NCUA.
Time to get away. It's Adventure Play. MetropolisResort.com.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit MetropolisResort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory Authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Before we get you to the second half between Rice Lake and Chippewa Falls, let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports. They sounded like this.
Come on now.
Center for Chippewa Falls up on the ball. Gunnar Herman, the junior, 6'6". Second and 7 from the 32. Flip right side. Feeding Banky. Banky's got some room. 25-20 down the sideline. 15-10-5. Inside the 5-yard line. Tyler Banky and Chi High in business.
It's just great blocking by everyone on the right side of that line, including the pullers from the left side. That
from using up half of the opening quarter. They've stayed in the double wing the entire time. Jalen Smith, Zenner, and Banky, the running back. Second and 3. Feeding Banky again, right side. He's got a little bit of a crease to the end
zone touchdown from 3 yards out. Shai High goes the length of the field and takes a 6-0 lead against Rice Lake.
You know, it's easy to say that drive was all Benke, but it was all the offensive line, the tight ends, everybody leading the way there. That was just great blocking all around that entire drive.
One for two right away. They've got Colin Cleary out there.
Cardinals will go for two.
I think it's a good move. Their offense has been hot, getting at least 3 yards a crack.
Cleary going to keep it himself. Left side, lowers the shoulder, pushing the pile. Is he in? He is! It's 8-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Jalen Smith and Gavin Schiltz back deep to receive. High end-over-end kick. Drifting as Schiltz catches it over the shoulder at the 8-yard line. Gets a block from Gavin Schiltz, and Smith is loose along the 25, the 30-yard line.
He's gone.
Oh, my goodness. Jalen Smith run away, and he's going the distance.
No one.
2 yards to the house. Jalen Smith. Oh, my.
That right there. We told you how exciting of a player he was. He was second in the conference, an all-purpose yard. Add another 90 yards.
He caught that place to the end zone.
What an exciting player to watch. He could just turn the field around in a hurry. I tell you, this is a real easy game to keep the stats for.
No throws so far. Second and six from the 49. Their side of the 50 for Rice Lake. Counter play, and it's blown up in the backfield by Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness. Hayden Kidd destroyed that play.
Yeah,
he and Trey combining. Takes a host of folks to bring you these broadcasts. We appreciate each and every one of them. Shy High down two. First and 10 from their own 27. Benke gets the flip right side. Benke following a block. Turning the corner. 35-40. 45-50. Benke, 45. Inside the 40-yard line. Tyler Benke, a huge first down gashing run. And Shy High in business with 3:39 to go in the half. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio, live video streaming for free wherever you might be. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Hit subscribe there so you'll always be notified when we go live here on WOGO Sports for Chi High or McDonald Athletics. Homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful night underneath the lights at Duray Field. Great to have you with us wherever you might be watching or listening from. We're also on the radio if that's more convenient for you. 103.1 FM. AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. 2 minutes and we're back with the second half kickoff. It's Chi High and Rice Lake. This is WOGO Sports. Back in two.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Right. ready to rock and roll for the second half here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham running the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Colin Nichols and Sam Aberle, Gavin Bovey at the WOGO home base in Halley, our audio engineer. Tomorrow, all day long, starting at 8:40 a.m., McDonald Volleyball. Six teams coming to McDonald Central High School, five of them state-ranked in their respective division. It should be a great battle for Coach Kat Hansen, her 14-2 Lady Mags.
Well, the Cardinals are going to have to find someone to step up on defense. We've heard a couple of names this half, but if we want to have that defensive player of the game, we're going to have someone make a big play here.
Line drive kick is fielded by the up back of the 30 up to the 35-yard line, pushing hard up to the 37, maybe even the 38. And it's good starting field position so far for the Rice Lake Warriors, leading by two, 16-14. And, Alan, what's kind of the feel on the sidelines? What are you hearing from the coaches?
Yeah, well, certainly a lot of optimism. You know, we've been a very good first-half team, as you mentioned, at the end of the first half. And now we've got to get a stop. Obviously, we've got to see if our defense can bow up and stop this Rice Lake offense.
Rice Lake, two drives, two touchdowns, both by Jack Larson, one from 3 yards, one from 4 yards.
Come on, Dave!
First and 10 from the 38. Maholke give off left guard. No
great
room
play.
To run there.
Number 82 really just split the gap there. 82 is, Gus Karani, great play. We've heard his name quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, we missed him last week with an injury. It's good to have him back.
Second and 8 coming up. Well, it's constant action and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so, so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com, Metropolis Resort, and Action City. Second and 8 from the 40-yard line. Larson gets the call left side. Larson turning those big shoulders forward up to the 43, maybe the 44-yard line. I mean, Jack Larson, now here's a guy that can play about any position you want him to offensively or defensively when you just look at the size of the kid, 6'2", well over 2 bills, and just built like a tank.
Yeah, he's an athlete, got 3 yards on that play, 3rd and 5. I'd like to think if the Cardinals can hold him to a couple of yards here, it wouldn't be 4-down territory, but we'll see.
3rd and 5, Rice Lake, two tight ends, two wingbacks and a fullback, Hustler in motion, counter play. Right up the middle, gashing run inside the 50-yard line. Cardinals look to have it stymied for a moment. A good hard run there by the Warriors. Trying to get the number if that was Aaron Hoffman again.
Just so many weapons for Rice Lake to be able to choose from. Ball to the 48, so that is a 7-9-yard gain.
Two points separate the Warriors and the Cards right now, but Rice Lake on the move into Chi-High territory. First and 10 from the 48. Paholke keeping himself right side. He's driving tacklers down the field. The ball came loose at the 40-yard line.
They're saying down. The ref is pointing down.
Cardinals for a moment there trying to get their first turnover of the season here in Game 5.
Unfortunately for the Cards, that is the break that we're looking for. Ball at the 41, 7-yard run for Rice Lake.
We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Second and 3 from the 48-yard line. Now down to the 41. Larson off left guard. Larson pushing the piles, he always does, for 2, maybe 3 yards.
Short gain, but enough for a first down.
That'll move the sticks for Rice Lake.
Give him actually probably 5 yards on that carry.
It looks like it should be a gain of 2, maybe 3, and Larson just has a knack for pushing defenders downfield, going north-south. 3 minutes into the second half, Rice Lake leading 16-14, but the Warriors starting to make a push here on their opening drive of the second half. Again, if you're just joining us, Rice Lake scored on both of their first half possessions. Grant Boholke looking to pass. He's got a man wide open. That's Will Swenson. Over the shoulder catch. 10-5 to the end zone. Touchdown. 36-yard strike. Boholke to Swenson. Senior to senior. They beat the Cards. It's 22-14.
Well, we knew it was just a matter of time for that. That's a great opportunity for Rice Lake to catch Chi High sleeping. First pass of the game. And not only that, but, you know, obviously it's thrown to a player that's a very good receiver, as you know. So,
fourth touchdown of the year for senior Will Swenson, matching his interception tally, which leads the state at last check. It's 22-14, 8-point lead for Rice Lake. And so crunch time here for Chi High. You don't want to go down two scores. Can you stop him on a two-point conversion? They'll give to Larson. He will just move the stack into the end zone. 24-14, Rice Lake. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High football homecoming night in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started. Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
This is Chippewa Falls football at WOGO Sports. Cards down 10. Biggest deficit of the night for either team. 24-14 after the 36-yard touchdown pass from Grant Boholke to Will Swenson. Jack Larson with a two-point conversion run. And the Cards will get to touch the ball for the first time in the second half on offense. 8:40 to go, Dave. So a lot of time left. Still in the third quarter even. But the Cards certainly don't want to get down more than this 10-point deficit to a Rice Lake team that can eat up the clock.
No, and again, you know, you put a lot of pressure on your offense by saying that they have to be perfect, but there's no doubt about it, they have to be perfect. The defense has not gotten a stop yet, and it does not look good.
Little pop kick is fielded at the 35-yard line to the 40. That's Schiltz! Oh, my goodness! 40, making a man miss at the 35 to the 30, inside the 30-yard line, down to the 32.
That's another outstanding, exciting player. Exciting player to watch. What a great move.
You kick it away from Smith only to have it go to Schiltz.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, you wonder why they're not kicking away from Smith, and that could be why, because it really doesn't matter. Exciting players on both sides of the ball.
Only the kicker to beat Gavin Schiltz, and again, he had to decide last second whether to field that, thinking it might go out of bounds the way they popped it up.
Now the Cardinals start with a short field on the 28-yard line.
Knocking on the door of the red zone. Trailing by 10, 24-14, but 8:32 yet to play here in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Talon Schiltz, the junior, under center. Jalen Smith in motion. Jalen Smith looking for a block, trying to turn the corner at the 30-yard line. He will down to the 25-yard line, chased out of bounds. For Rice Lake, closest hat to the ball was Colin Hutzler, the 5'9", 165-pound sophomore who had that pick in the first half to stop the Cards' last drive. Other than that, no drives have been stopped. They all have ended in points. No punts tonight.
A lot of running there. Only wound up getting 3 yards. Couldn't quite reach the corner. Not sure if he would have been able to turn and cut that one up.
Second and 7 for Chippewa Falls. Trailing by 10, 8:25 to go in the third quarter. Banky and Smith, the wingbacks. Banky following his lead blocker, who is his quarterback, off right guard, down to about the 25-yard line. Gain of maybe 2, if that.
It looks like they're going to mark that right at the 25-yard line. I'm not sure Banky got anything on that one.
Cardinals looking for a first down, which will be brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. You can learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. So no gain on the play. Officially makes it 3rd and 7, Chi High. Of course, 4-down territory. 2 downs to get 7 yards. They're at the 25-yard line of Rice Lake, trailing by 2 scores, 24-14.
Let's see if maybe
Smith,
they can
the wingbacks
catch Rice Lake sleeping sometime here. They got him.
Banky in motion. Give to Zenner. Zenner straight up the middle. Look out. Zenner inside the 10-yard line. Zenner taking Warriors with him inside the 10 for a Chi High first down.
I thought they might have gotten offsides on that one, but I guess not.
Good
either
thing
way.
That Luke Zenner was ready to rumble.
Luke Zenner taking that one all the way down to the 8-yard line for a 17-yard gain.
We haven't called Zenner's name a lot tonight, but again, he runs hard, runs with purpose.
1 carry for 4 yards in the first half, and 1 carry for 17 so far in the second.
First and goal from the 8, just over 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Talon Schiltz, give to Banky. Banky dashes to the end zone, touchdown! Banky from 8 yards out, his second 6 of the night. Oh my goodness, what a great hole Allen opened up for Tyler Banky, and he swooped through it.
Absolutely, what a great response. You know, we've not been a second half team. You get down by 10 points, it's easy to hang your head a little bit, but a great response by Chi High. A good kickoff return, and then the offense churning for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was huge. And again, if we can continue to do everything perfect like this, if it comes down to the 2-point conversions, great. That this is a heck of a team to go toe-to-toe with. Let's see if they can get this one in.
2-point conversion Wildcat. Run by Clary. Clary still pushing, still
bad
up,
push.
Still stretching.
Who is that lineman? 64.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's 64?
Number 64
Clary
for
gets
Chippewa
the
Falls,
touchdown,
Gunner Herman.
But Gunner Herman pushed him in. That's the tush push right there.
Well done, Herman and Clary, and a big high five for Herman on the sideline.
That second effort.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. Chi High now down just 2 once again, 24-22. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
.24-22, 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Dave Check, we've got a ball game.
Yeah, we do, and the longer the Cardinals can keep this up, again, with Rice Lake having a lot more players than we have going both ways, if they can keep this momentum and they can keep this crowd in it, this could be a game in the fourth quarter.
And we've mentioned the studio is just fantastic, jam-packed here on homecoming. 2-point game. Noah King drives to the up-back, bounces off the shin. It's still loose. Rice Lake covers it up at the 27-yard line. Noah King has just been hitting those line shots, fielded for Rice Lake finally by number 40, Bodie Schultz, after it caromed off one of the up-back's shins.
Yeah, King had that one go out of bounds, but other than that, been doing a pretty good job of keeping Rice Lake penned in where they can't get a big return.
And again, that drive by Chippewa Falls, just 28 yards, set up by a phenomenally athletic return from Gavin Schiltz.
Let's see if the Cardinals can get a stop tonight. Rice Lake, 3 drives, 3 touchdowns, getting everything they want on offense.
Paholke under center. He's thrown 1 time tonight, a 36-yard touchdown pass to senior Will Swenson. Larson right up the middle. Larson upended across the 30-yard line, falling forward as always to maybe the 32. Gained a close to 5 on first down. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, that's White City Glass.
Homecoming King Josiah Eisenberger with the tackle from the defensive end position.
Well done, Josiah, on both counts.
You know, again, it's the first half you normally worry about with homecoming, with these kids coming in unfocused and then they get stung a little bit. So hopefully the Cardinals can come up with an even better second half, but they got to get a stop here.
2nd and 5 for Paholke and Co. Paholke give in the backfield on the counter, and it's blown up. First half to the ball, Bodie Custer, 6'5", 210, the junior, said no, sir.
Yeah, Luke Zenner with the initial contact only got really an arm on him, but it was enough to spin him back for more help to come through.
Yeah, see if they do that more, blitzing through the A-gap on that play, and the timing was great.
Coach Berger's adjustments. Third and five from their own 32 for Rice Lake. Again, they have not been stopped on offense yet tonight. They lead Chi High 24-22. Xander Easton was going in motion. Now he'll reset. Right wing back position. Two wings and a fullback behind Grant Paholke, the senior. Easton in motion again. Late pitch to Easton. Easton driven out of bounds, well short of the first down.
Musser.
Sent into the Chi High sideline, Luke Musser.
See what their coach does. This could be the first stop for the Cardinals, but even on their own 35-yard line, I don't think they're even bringing in a punt team.
Drew Musser, I should say. And Alan, we've called Drew's name a couple times tonight. Again, that's his play on the far side of the field, and he strung it out well.
Yeah, he's a young player. He's gotten more and more plays as the year's going on. Did a great job stringing that out.
So we will see our first punt. Jalen Smith back to receive this one. Aaron Hoffman out there to kick it away.
We might see our first punt. We'll see.
Hoffman takes the snap. Aussie style. Kicks it straight up in the air. It is not carrying far.
Yes.
It takes a chi-high hop. And at the 49-yard line.
Coach Berger is heated out there. He is happy, giving his team high fives. And
their first stop of the night.
And that's a huge stop. Now the offense, keep it going. Take this 5 minutes down into the fourth quarter.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Proud supporters of Chippewa Falls and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports for over three decades. White City Glass. First and 10, Chi High, 1 yard away from midfield. 5:10 to play in the third quarter, trailing by two. Give to Zenner. Zenner picking his way to midfield. Then he'll be dropped.
Zenner for 1 yard there. It's his second carry of the half.
Schultz, I believe, on the stop for Rice Lake. 6'2", 195. Just a sophomore, one of two sophomore starters on the varsity. Second and nine from midfield for Chi High. Gunnar Herman, who just made that phenomenal block on the two-point conversion, is the center. Tyler Banky crisscross to Jalen Smith, hits the brakes. He's dragged down as he crosses into Warrior territory. Got a couple.
It was actually a good move cutting that one up to take the two that he had. If he would have popped that one outside like a lot of kids like to do, definitely would have been a loss.
I think that was Cooper Balls, the junior, 5'9", 170. Linebacker. For Rice Lake, who made the stop. Third and seven. Important third down for Chi High, trailing by just two. Momentum has swung back the way of the Cardinals here on homecoming night. You don't want to go three and out. Figure probably four down territory, though. Just
I would think so with the way the offenses are playing that this would be four down territory.
Talon Schiltz from the pistol sends Banky in motion. Jet sweep look. Talon Schiltz shifts in the backfield, cutting outside a block, trying to turn the corner at midfield. He's shucked out of bounds. Shy of the 45-yard line, maybe back near the 47. Did not get much, and now we'll see what Coach elects to
do. Now it's a tougher call, but you got offenses that are scoring between 75 and 85% of their drives. I like this call. I don't have any problem with this. You don't want to give this ball back to Rice Lake. You just have a feeling that, you know, if you do, they're going to score. So it doesn't matter if the field's 90 yards or 50 yards.
Enzo Isham has come into the game.
Loss of maybe a half a yard on that play.
So fourth and a long seven. Munson and Isham split out to the left. Twin receiver to the right as well. Talon Schiltz with the tailback behind him from the pistol. Fourth and seven. Schiltz going to keep it himself. Now looking to pass.
He's got a man.
Pop flies left side. Looking downfield and incomplete. Just threw it out of the grasp of Enzo Isham. Coverage provided on the play for the Warriors, number 19, Owen Storberg, and it's a turnover on downs. Rice Lake gets the ball back.
Rice Lake didn't get much out of that punt, even though we turn it over on downs. They start with the ball about maybe 10 yards further than they had it before.
So 49-yard line, their side of midfield for the Rice Lake Warriors. Leading 24-22, Chi High forced the first punt of the night. Warriors get it back on downs. Everybody in tight for Grant Paholke, the senior signal caller for head coach Dan Hill. Off the right gap. Inside the 45-yard line is Larson. And this Rice Lake team, the state pedigree. Won state championships 2 years ago, won it in D3, got moved up by Performance Factor to Division II, still went to the state title game, lost by a point to Slinger in a heartbreaker at Camp Randall last year. Now ranked in the top five in the state in Division II once again this year, 4-0 start, despite a lot of graduation losses. Chi High going toe-to-toe with that Rice Lake team right now. Second and four from the 44 of Chippewa Falls for the Warriors. Paholke sending Easton in motion. Gives to Larson, and Larson is loose inside the 30-yard line, taking Cardinal defenders with him inside the 25. Powerful run there by Jack Larson. We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake had a 10-point lead earlier this half. Cards cut it back to two. Warriors with 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, trying to extend that advantage back again. Paholke. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Paholke gives to Larson. A-gap, left side. Following is blocking inside the 20-yard line. Warriors into the red zone as we traverse under 2 minutes to play in moments.
You can see the push the Rice Lake line is getting on this Chi-High defensive line.
24-22 Rice Lake. Warriors two touchdowns on the ground. One through the air, 3 for 3 on two-point conversions, all runs. Second and five from the 19 of Chippewa Falls. Senior Paholke under center, sends Easton in motion left to right. Paholke keeps it himself. Paholke inside the 10-yard line. That's another Rice Lake first down. So tough to stop, especially the way Larson is running. And Paholke puts it in his stomach, pulls it back, and dashes forward like he did there. Paholke carries the ball about 10 times per game, Larson about 23, so you always have to respect that Jack Larson may have the ball, and that opens up some seams for Grant Paholke. First and goal from the 8. Warriors back to the line. Just over a minute to play third quarter. Rice Lake 24, Chi High 22. Everybody in tight this time for Rice Lake. Paholke keeps it himself. This time, Chi High not fooled. Colin Cleary in there. I think Lucas Swope as well, Alan.
Yeah, absolutely. You see him changing a lot around on the defensive line, trying to keep fresh guys in there. Sometimes it's the offensive line starters, and then their regular D-line guys back in now.
No hurry for either offense throughout the night, save when Chi High was trying to score before the half. That drive ended in a pick. But other than that, it's been methodical.
I would think we're going to see our last play of the quarter, and this will bring us into the fourth quarter.
Second and goal from the 6. Chi High defense needing to stiffen up here. Grant Paholke under center, sending Easton in motion left to right. Paholke keeps it himself. He'll dash in for 6 from 6 yards out. Grant Paholke on the keeper makes it 30-22 with 14.3 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Once again, the Cardinals need a stop here to keep it a one-score game.
.3 left in the third. Rice Lake trying to go for a 10-point advantage with the 2-point conversion. Single receiver out to the left. Aaron Cronquist. Receiver now right slot, Will Swenson. Paholke rolling out to his right. Pop flies back corner of the end zone. Cronquist looking for it. He's out. And it's a one-score game. 14.3 to play in the third. Back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on homecoming night. This is WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
.3 seconds remain in the third quarter. Chi High trailing by just one score, 30-22, to the Rice Lake Warriors after the two-point conversion pass is no good. Grant Paholke, the senior, with a six-yard touchdown run. Update from Brandon Berg out in that battle. Number one versus number two, Gilman hosting McDonald. Eight-player football. It's 20-12 McDonald at halftime. That game started late because of lightning.
Interesting news around the Big Rivers. You got New Richmond late in the third quarter, up 7-6 over River Falls. If Chi High could get a win here, and you could get River Falls knocked down with their first loss. A lot of teams left to play.
Indeed.
In the Big Rivers Conference.
Larson, booming kick, and it's going to float into the end zone over the outstretched arms of Gavin Schiltz. And Chi High will start first and 10 from their own 20 with 14.3 seconds left to play here in the third. And Alan, we've talked about momentum going back and forth, a seesaw affair here. The toe tap in the back side of the end zone being just out of bounds, something little like that can swing a lot of momentum Chi High's way.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy on the Chi High sidelines. Now it's just a matter of if we can get control of the offense or the line of scrimmage like we have on the drives where we've scored.
Give to Jalen Smith. Smith running hard off the left side, darts forward across the 25-yard line. Gets that pad level low, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. The final frame coming up on homecoming night. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham here on WOGO Sports. Gavin Bovey, audio producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Colin Nichols and Sam Aberley, our WOGO Sports video crew. You can watch live WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We appreciate subs there. It's free. You'll be notified when we go live. Also streaming live video on Facebook, WOGO Radio. Second and three from their own 27 for Chippewa Falls. Tyler Banky gets the call, and Banky runs into the second level past the 30-yard line, and that's enough for a Chi High first down. Banky's run hard. What'd you say, 94 or 96 yards in the first half, if memory serves? And Banky certainly
in the first half, and he had another eight coming into that run. So he's over 100, and that brings it to the another five-yard gain there.
Well, the technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
And that was really just created by his effort and keeping his legs churning, not willing to go down with that first tackle.
First and 10 from their own 32 for Chi High, trailing by 8, 30-22. Banky again, jump cut across the 35-yard line, maybe up to the 36, depends on the spot. Just past the 35 seems to be where they'll give the junior Tyler Banky for forward progress.
One thing I want to kind of think about here is that Rice Lake, a lot of guys going two ways as well, and are they getting tired? What's the body language look like? And then secondly, ball security. Rice Lake really likes to tackle the football. They're banging on it. They're pulling on it. And it's really important, obviously, for Chi High to maintain possession and not have a turnover in this drive.
Cardinals have to close this out. Doesn't matter if it's a two-minute drive or a 10-minute drive. This drive is the game for the Cardinals.
Second and six from their own 36. Jalen Smith in motion. Talon Schiltz, counter play. Zenner, and he will push up to maybe the 37. They were marking him closer to the 38, and then the side judge took a step backward.
Lucky that he got anything at all there with a little bit of forward progress. Got bottled up pretty good there. Give Zenner maybe two on that.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Third and five, Chippewa Falls from their own 37. Just over 10 minutes to go in the game, trailing by eight. Jalen Smith, crisscross, Banky stutter steps across the 40-yard line, upended.
I don't think there's any question they're going to go for this one.
It is a fourth and short, fourth and maybe less than a yard. And no hesitation, Chi High knew they had two downs to get this. Critical juncture, of course, in the game. Yes, almost 10 minutes to play, but the way Rice Lake has been moving the football, the amount of clock they chew up, churn through on each drive, Cards need this one.
The only question is what play they're going to call here.
Fourth and one from their own 41 for Chippewa Falls.
You know,
two wingbacks,
like
two tight ends.
I like Zenner on this play.
Schiltz gives to Zenner. Zenner straight ahead into the pile.
That's
he's turned back
close
to the line of scrimmage. It's all going to depend on the spot.
This judge
far
on the other side
might
has
be enough. On the far side, that side judge.
Yep, I agree with you.
Gave him enough.
Boy, number 76, D tackle.
Just enough. Yeah, and I was sweating there because I said Zenner, and they gave it to Zenner, so I would have hate to have been wrong there. 1 yard will give him 1 yard he needed. Huge first down for the Cardinals. Ball sitting now at the 42.
And, Alan, you mentioned Connor Carr really blew that up for Rice Lake.
Did about as good as he could do to stop that play.
Zenner just a little too strong. Jalen Smith gets the flip left side, evades the first wave of tacklers, and he is stormed back as he hits the second line of defense from Rice Lake. Lost one, maybe two, back to the 41-yard line, second and 12.
You can tell Rice Lake definitely tightening it up on this drive.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. That's Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. You can learn more at PetersonVolker.com. That's PetersonVolker.com. Just over 8.5 minutes to play in the game. 30-22 Rice Lake, 2nd and 11 Chi High. Flip right side, picking his way through traffic as Banky flags fly. Banky falls forward up to the 46-yard line, but this play likely coming back.
Well, that's going to put the Cardinals again in a tough position. We're going to have a second down and probably 22 yards, maybe even.
And that's a penalty that can absolutely submarine a drive.
Yeah, when you look at the little things, you know, when teams are cracking off 4 or 5 yards a carry, maybe even 6 or 7, something like this is just a drive killer, just as bad as a fumble.
All the way back to the 31-yard line.
Well, we'll see what they can dial up here. I think the Cardinals are still probably going to be patient, see if they can pop one. Hopefully Rice Lake a little bit more on their toes here. You know, they've been putting 9 men at the line of scrimmage, and this might actually loosen them up a little bit where some of these runs might work.
Clock still rolling. 8:18 and counting. Jalen Smith now split out to the right. 2nd and 21 from the 31. Talon Schiltz under center sends a man in motion. Jet sweep on the reverse. It's a reverse pass. Jalen Smith going deep. He's looking over the shoulder. Catch. Not quite.
That was a beautiful
45-yard line. Talon Schiltz, the Philly special there, going deep.
Beautiful
Schiltz
play.
Could bring it in.
Beautiful throw. You know, but Rice Lake did not bite on that at all. And Schiltz was actually well covered. might have been able to come down with that. I didn't see exactly where it landed, but beautiful play call.
We saw that reverse pulled out last week, and if the Warriors saw that on tape, they certainly didn't see Jalen Smith's ability to throw the ball. And he said he put a good throw on target, Allen, to Talon Schiltz, but two, maybe three Warrior defenders right in the area. Will Swenson coming over from the safety position, a couple corners in the area as well.
Actually kind of surprising that Rice Lake didn't bite on that. Like I said, they've been having nine men in the line of scrimmage. You would have thought they would have came up for that reverse.
Third and 21. They run the reverse again, and this time Smith is going to keep it. 30-yard line, hits the brakes, and he is just planted at the 29. Ran the same play as last week against River Falls, and the Warriors not fooled there. Fourth and very, very long for Chippewa Falls. They'll have to punt for the first time tonight.
And this is not new. Rice Lake, really well-coached team, very disciplined. Two guys staying at home. They were ready for that play.
Swenson, the senior, back deep to receive this punt from Colin Clary, all-conference last year. Timeout taken by Rice Lake. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Line drive punt from Clary. Swenson will stay away from it. Good kick by Clary. Fielded inside the 35-yard line, down at the 33 by Braden Runstrom, the senior. And it's first and 10, Rice Lake leading by one score, 30-22, 7:25 to go. Chai High has stopped the Warriors once, and they're going to need to do it again. If there ever was a time to get that first turnover of the season, this would be it.
Yeah, big drive for the Cardinals on defense, but also not only do they have to get the ball back, they can't give Rice Lake a 6 or 7 minute drive because their offense is not built to score those 8 points in 2 minutes.
Larson, the fullback, Grant Paholke with two wingbacks, the senior signal caller under center. Aaron Hoffman in motion. Paholke gives to Larson, and Larson gets the ball 23 times a game on average. As usual, he follows his blocking and carries a couple tacklers with him. Up to the 36, 37-yard line. They may even give him the 38, so a gain of 5. It's about what he averages per carry, 5.5 yards or so, Jack Larson. Second and 5 from their own 38 for Rice Lake. No hurry for the Warriors. Trying to spoil homecoming night here in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful night so far underneath the lights of Duray.
Yeah, if they can take this entire 6:43, they will.
Larson, this time, is spilled right at the line of scrimmage. Collapsing the line for Chai High.
Karani again at the middle of that.
And a Warrior player is down. We're going to take a 30-second break. Be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It Injury on the field right now for the Rice Lake Warriors. 6:27 to play in the game here at Dre Field in Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake leading 30-22. Warriors 4-0. Cardinals 1-3. Rice Lake trying to stay perfect and stay at the top of the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High hoping for
that's number 64, Brady. I can't pronounce that last name.
Boricic, I believe. 6'3", 240, the senior being helped.
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman and, I believe, a defensive lineman for them.
Certainly hoping nothing serious for the senior. Third and 5 coming up here for Rice Lake, and leading by 8. A lot's going to depend on this play, how much Coach Hill gambles on fourth down if it comes to it.
I don't see them having anybody on the sideline taking snaps, so I don't think that's their center. That would have been a huge loss for Rice Lake with the center underneath at this stage of the game. 6:27, all you need to do is hand the ball off and get 3 yards of crack if you're Rice Lake. Cardinals have to come up with a big stop here.
So the clock has stopped at 6:27 with 3rd and 5 for Rice Lake. 38-yard line, their side of midfield. Chi High has 10 men in the box. Hoffman in motion left to right. Paholke gives to Larson. Larson across the 40-yard line up to the 41. Decision time here. It's going to be 4th down and less than 2 yards for Rice Lake. Up by 8 with just over half of the fourth quarter remaining.
I think that 8-point cushion is what's leading the coach to decide to go for this, even if they don't make it.
Eight-point cushion looking good here. Want to jump off, 4th and 2. Hoffman in motion, rather Xander Easton.
See if maybe they're just trying to get him to jump and then call a timeout.
Continuing to bleed the clock.
Be surprised if they're calling this at the line.
Paholke, Rice Lake showing blitz, give to Larson. Larson straight ahead following his blocking, and he powers his way past the 45-yard line up to the 47, a gain of 6 on 4th and 2. A little bit of a roll of the dice there, but Coach Hill clearly trusts his line, trusts his senior quarterback, his senior fullback. And the clock keeps on.
Cardinals got maybe 2 more sets of sticks here that if they don't get a stop, the clock is more of an enemy right now to the Cardinals than Rice Lake scoring again.
1st and 10, Rice Lake from their own 47-yard line. We are under 5 minutes to go in the game. Back to pass, Paholke. Pop pass left side. He's got Swinson again. 35-30, 25 inside the 25-yard line, down to the 22. Will Swinson loose once again for Rice Lake. Paholke 2 for 2. Both passes to his senior buddy. And now Rice Lake knocking on the door of the red zone, still with that 8-point lead.
All the way down to the 21-yard line, so that's a 32-yard pass.
Cardinals have a pocket full of timeouts.
You know, this is typical of the Rice Lake quarterback with the running offense that they have. 2 for 2 for 68 yards for the quarterback and 1 touchdown.
Paholke under center. Showing blitz, give to Larson. Larson right side, collapsed very quickly by the Chi High defense. As they'll sub in a couple more players. Brigham Garrett's coming back out. Excuse me, Hayden Kidd and Josiah Eisenberger. Homecoming King, Josiah Eisenberger. 2nd and 8 after the gain of 2. And with the amount of time left here, it's kind of do or die time. If you go down 2 scores, it just doesn't look like there's a lot of chances for Chippewa Falls. Of course, you hope for a quick score and an onside kick, but there's any way you can rip the ball loose here. 2nd and 8 from the 20. Paholke keeps it himself, right side. Chi High fighting with Paholke, and he leaps the defender. Paholke is loose inside the 10-yard line. My goodness, the senior just kept the legs driving. 1st down, Rice Lake.
Well, this is it for the Cardinals right here. If you can keep him out of the end zone, if not, this would be very tough for the Cardinals to come back from down potentially two scores and two two-point conversions.
First and goal for the Warriors from the seven-yard line. That was just a great individual effort.
12-yard
quarterback, Boholke. It looked like he was stopped after one, maybe 2 yards. Just refused to go down. Flip to the halfback. 5-yard line, turning the corner, diving toward the pylon. Touchdown. Bryce Lake with 3:23 to play. That looked to be Hutzler who got into the end zone. Colin Hutzler, the 5'9", 165-pound sophomore, one of two sophomore starters for Coach Dan Hill. And it's 36-22, Rice Lake. 7-yard touchdown run.
Very similar to the other drives that we've seen so far. Rice Lake has scored on 6 of their 7 drives.
Now the 2-point conversion attempt. Boholke sends a man in motion. Boholke pop pass, back corner of the end zone. He's got a man open.
I think that
That's
is Swenson.
Will Swenson once again, 3-for-3 on that connection. The 2-point conversion for Swenson. It's 38-22. Rice Lake back in 60 seconds. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Three minutes, 23 seconds on the clock here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. 16-point lead for the visiting Rice Lake Warriors, trying to go 5-0 on the season. Chi High needs to get to work in a hurry here. They still have all their timeouts. 3:23 to go, down 16. Another Jalen Smith or Gavin Schultz special on the return here would certainly help. Jack Larson, the run-up, high end-over-end boot, and Jalen Smith is going to get an opportunity here. At the 9-yard line, straight ahead down the hashes. 20-25, flags fly from behind the play as Smith goes down at the 26-yard line. We'll see where Chi High starts after the penalty is enforced one way or the other. I think it's probably coming back.
Meanwhile, I'll give you an update. I think New Richmond just scored. They are now up 20-6 over River Falls with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter at New Richmond.
And that muddies things up a little bit, too, of course, as Hudson beat New Richmond.
Yep, New Richmond has a loss. River Falls will, in all likelihood, have a loss. Unfortunately, Rice Lake will not.
3:18 to play now. 38-22 Rice Lake. Chi High, first and 10, but from their own 14-yard line after the holding penalty is marched off. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cards, Jalen Smith, tight slot to the right. Twin receivers to the left. Pistol look with Banky behind him. Talon Schultz, the junior signal caller for Coach Chuck Rakovich. Now they'll send a fourth wide receiver out. Schultz calls for the ball, takes a shoulder-high snap, flares it out left side. Good one-handed catch by Jalen Smith, ducks to the sideline at the 20-yard line, got about 6. Clock stopped at 3:12. Cards going hurry up in the spread here. Twins left and right. Talon Schultz, waist-high snap this time, shoots it left side, got a man across the 25-yard line up to the 30 for a first down. That was number 2, Owen Munson, 6'3", 200 pounds, the junior tight end, sharpshooter in basketball as well. Just over 3 minutes to play. Chi High right back on the ball. First and 10 from the 32. Schultz looking right, got a man on a knee at the 37-yard line. That's Ian Kestner, 6 foot, 170-pound sophomore. Clock continues rolling. 16-point deficit for the Cards, needing to move here. Four wide, Twins left, Twins right. Schiltz, left side, got a man right at the stick. I think that's Munson again. Munson, far side of the field, fighting forward up to the 45-yard line. Clock stops temporarily to move the sticks. And four wide, ball on the far hash. Talon Schiltz, right side, got Jalen Smith right at midfield. Knocking him down at midfield for Rice Lake. It was Owen Storberg. Second and six from the 49. So they'll actually mark him shy of midfield. Four wide again, just over 2 minutes to play. Talon Schiltz rolling out to his left. Now looking to keep it. Schiltz cuts it straight up north-south. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. May have fallen forward to midfield. Clock at a minute 55 and counting. Third down, Chippewa Falls. Trailing by two scores. Receivers have to hustle back to get on the line. Schiltz from the pistol. Banky behind him with four wide once again. Got a man left side. That's Munson. His third catch on this drive. Munson barreled out of bounds. It's enough for a Chi High first down. And stops the clock at a minute 39. Chi High hoping for some late magic here. Minute 39 to play. A little bit of time to breathe for both sides with the clock stopped. Don't forget, join us tomorrow, 8:40 a.m. Diocesan Tournament, 24th annual edition of it. McDonald Central High School and Chippewa Falls Volleyball, exclusively on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Multiple state-ranked squads in action. First and 10, Talon Schiltz rolling out to his right. Schiltz looking right, rainbows deep down the right sideline, overshoots everybody. Looking for Jalen Smith with a minute 34 left.
To say Rice Lake defense playing the two safeties over the top, giving up a lot of short stuff, which, you know, Chai is connecting on, but eating up a lot of clock along the way.
94 seconds to play. Again, at this point, Dave, you're thinking you got to get in sooner rather than later, and then onside kick. Starts with punching one in here.
And it is tough. You know, like I said, the Cardinals are not built for this. They need 15, 20 yards of crack. The 5 yards isn't going to get them in.
Bubble screen right side. Storberg equal to the task as Jalen Smith dropped to the 45-yard line. Clock continues its inexorable descent. 38-22 Rice Lake. Cards were as close as two earlier this half. Trips left, single receiver right. Talon Schiltz looking right. Rainbows deep down the right sideline, drawing a bead on it and almost making the pick. Will Swenson at the 16-yard line. He was looking for his fifth pick of the season. Intended recipient of that one was Kestner, the sophomore. Good bracketing coverage for Rice Lake.
Had him if he would have threaded that one in just a little bit earlier. Got a little bit of separation.
Minute two, clock is stopped, 4th and 13. Final gasp here for Chi High. Trailing by 16. Three receivers, Munson, Schiltz, and Smith to the left. Kestner out to the right. Talon Schiltz on 4th and 13. The junior calls for the ball, sprint out to the left side. Schiltz going deep down the left sideline, overshoots his intended receiver at the 15-yard line. Knocked loose. Swenson was in the area again. 55.7 seconds to play. The Warriors will take over. And they are headed for their fifth victory in a row to start the 2025 campaign. Coming up after the game will be our Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful night. The rain has held off. Rice Lake in victory formation. Mahulke, rather, will hand it off right side, and Chi High will use up that complement of timeouts. Let's see.
It looks like
Coach Rakovich is going to concede this one.
They're going to let it go, which means Rice Lake's going to sit on it the next play.
Allen will be down on the field afterward with Coach Rakovich to get his thoughts. We appreciate his graciousness with his time. Now a victory formation for Rice Lake. Paholke, the senior, drops to a knee. And Rice Lake will move to 5-0 in perfection in the Big Rivers. 3-0, staying in the Catbird seat along with Hudson. As River Falls, looks like they're going to take their first conference loss tonight to New Richmond. Chi-Hi will fall to 0-3 in the Big Rivers Conference, 1-4 on the season. They'll travel to Superior, looking to right the ship next week. As we hit triple zeros on a homecoming night in Juray, your final score, the Rice Lake Warriors 38, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 22. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Stats, highlights, analysis, look ahead at the WOGO Sports calendar and our exclusive postgame chat with head coach Chuck Rakovich. That's all ahead in 3 minutes. Chi-Hi football on WOGO Sports back after this.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi-Hi and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi-Hi or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started. Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll look at stats. We'll listen to the highlights. Talk down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich and our own Allen Dunham, who stayed dry tonight. And Allen, I'm sure you're pumped about that.
Hey, what a beautiful night it was. I was kind of thinking about rain. Wore my rain jacket, but man, just a beautiful night here for a late September football game.
Well, while we're waiting for Coach Rakovich, certainly going to want to address his team as well, but let's name the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. Dave Allen, your thoughts on who that recognition should go to tonight?
That's a tough one. I'll put that one on you tonight, Allen. We got... defensively,
I think Gus
six series and five touchdowns were scored. We heard a couple of names, but what do you think, Alan?
I guess I would think just in terms of effort and around the football a lot is Luke Center.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, yep, and we heard his name on a couple of big plays, so I'll go with that.
Luke Center, our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, again, facing a really tough offense in Rice Lake tonight, and the Cardinals working hard throughout this game, falling 38-22. Again, we see the potential night after night for Chi High. Luke Zenner, our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, again, for the best defense off the field, Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls. Homecoming night, again, a just fantastic showing in the stands here. Great student section. And the Cardinals to salute their students momentarily here on WOGO Sports. On our post-glass post-game show, for commercial or residential glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the second half highlights coming up for you as well. The boys singing the school song momentarily. And Allen's down on the field with them. We have it mic'd up for you here on WOGO. So Allen headed toward head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll catch up with them in a moment. Cardinals 1-4 on the season, Chi High. We'll have a long road trip north to Superior. We'll have it for you here on WOGO Sports on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook next Friday night.
Well, that answers my question. I was wondering who JD was out there talking to at the 50-yard line. I was looking at the list of the coaches, and Parker Buckley, so that would make a lot of sense.
Down on the field now with head coach Chuck Rakovich and our own Allen Dunham.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking some time. Homecoming week, it's always a lot of other things going on, hard to have focus sometimes. I know you talk about sometimes it's a disadvantage to be the home team for homecoming, but your team came out, great opening drive. What did you see in the first half that you liked?
I don't think homecoming affected us a bit here tonight. It's, Rice Lake is a good team. I mean, they nobody has stopped them. They kind of score. Well, I'll put it to you this way. They scored on all their possession except one. And we scored on all of ours except two. So, it was one of those games. I thought the boys played well. They're improving, and we got to improve real fast.
Yeah, Rice Lake is. They're just consistently a really good team. They're really well-disciplined, well-coached, all of that. What were the plays you had the most success with tonight?
On offense?
Yeah.
Well, it was a variety of things. It was, it was off tackle. It was traps up the middle. I thought we moved the ball on them pretty well for, like I said, they're a good team, and we moved the ball. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I know on defense.
Well, I want to tell you another thing, too.
Yeah, you bet.
Our thought process was, because they are so explosive on offense, we didn't want three and outs. Three and outs against them turns into a touchdown for them.
Yeah.
And we wanted to maintain possession of the ball and burn time off the clock. And for the most part, that's what we did. Unfortunately, we didn't score in two of our possessions. Otherwise, it would be a different story.
We know a lot of times the games come down to turnovers. There's a couple times where the ball was loose from them, trying to get a turnover. We haven't gotten turnovers, I don't think, all year. What are things you do as a defensive coach is to try to, work on getting turnovers?
We do that every day. We do a tackle and turnover drill every single day. But this is football.
Yep.
There's nothing concrete in football. You play the game, and at all levels, from the little kids all the way up to the pros, yep. It's the same thing. Sometimes you get turnovers, sometimes you don't, and we just haven't had any yet.
The BRC is such a tough conference. Go from one tough team to another. Next week, you get the long road trip up to Superior. you know, and the, you know, they're usually a team that's, you know, towards the bottom of the conference, maybe a chance to regroup for you guys. Is that something you kind of look forward to? You know, you every week, you know, BRC is a tough game, but do you look forward to going up there and playing?
Well, I like to drive up there. I think it's a beautiful drive, but yeah, we're looking forward to going up there. We look forward to every week. It's, you know, we can't take Superior lightly. They got good athletes. Their athletes are as good as anybody else's. They're having a tough time, and hey, they're looking at Chippewa. They're 1-4 coming up to our place, and we're 0-5. What's the difference? Let's get our first win. So it's not going to be an easy one for us.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, good luck, Coach, the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you, Coach. Yeah.
Take care. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Head Coach Chuck Rakovich and our own Alan Dunham. We'll take a break in a moment and come back with the highlights. But first, Dave, maybe just another story of the stats here. Anything jumping out at you in terms of the game? I mean, as Coach Rakovich just pointed out, they stopped Rice Lake one time. Rice Lake stopped them two times. But that's the difference you see on the scoreboard. Two touchdowns with two-point conversions, 38-22.
Yeah, I think the math is pretty clear. I mean, you look at this team and you say we had to play four quarters. I think we did. I think we played four quarters. I think, you know, but a lot of other things still had to happen because this Rice Lake team is a complete team. And we're just giving up too much on defense. So when we do that, you have to play a darn perfect game, maybe get a turnover here or there. None of that happened.
2-minute break, and we're back right after this to cap off the Post Glass postgame show on this homecoming night. Post Glass and Mirror, your home for commercial, home, and auto glass quality service at affordable prices. PostGlassandMirror.com. Back in 2 minutes to tie a bow on this one. Cards fall to Rice Lake 38-22. We'll have your postgame highlights next on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
May have been a threat of rain, but turned out to be an absolutely gorgeous night for football here in late September on WOGO Sports. Thank you for joining us on this homecoming broadcast of Chi High Football as they fall to the Rice Lake Warriors 38-22. Before we give you our final thoughts and look ahead on the WOGO Sports calendar, your second half highlights, it sounded like this on WOGO Sports.
There's no doubt about it. They have to be perfect. The defense has not gotten a stop yet, and it does not look good.
Little pop kick is fielded at the 35-yard line to the 40. That's Schiltz. Oh, my goodness. 40, making a man miss at the 35 to the 30. Inside the 30-yard line down to the 32.
That's another outstanding, exciting player. Exciting player to watch. What a great move. Catch Rice Lake sleeping sometime here. They got him.
Pinky in motion. Give to Zenner. Zenner straight up the middle. Look out. Zenner inside the 10-yard line. Zenner taking Warriors with him inside the 10 for a chi-high first down.
I thought they might have gotten offsides on that one, but I guess not. Either one carry for 4 yards in the first half and one carry for 17 so far in the second.
First and goal from the 8. Just over 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Talon Schiltz, give to Banky. Banky dashes to the end zone, touchdown! Banky from 8 yards out, his second six of the night. Oh my goodness. 2-point conversion Wildcat. Run by Clary. Clary still pushing, still
that
up,
push.
Still stretching.
Who is that lineman? 64.
Oh my goodness.
Who's 64?
Number 64 Clary for Chippewa Falls, Gunner Herman.
But Gunner Herman pushed him in. That's the tush push right there.
Well done, Herman and Clary, and a big high five for Herman on the sideline.
So hopefully the Cardinals can come up with an even better second half, but they got to get a stop here.
Second and 5 for Paholke and Co. Paholke give in the backfield on the counter, and it's blown up. First hat to the ball, Bodie Custer, 6'5", 210, the junior, said no, sir.
Yeah, Luke Zenner with the initial contact only got really an arm on him, but it was enough to spin him back for more help to come through.
And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports as we cap off the Postclass postgame show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chi-High falls 38-22 here on homecoming night to the Rice Lake Warriors. Rice Lake now 5-0 on the season. Chi-High 1-4. You'd say, hey, you've got a get-right game potentially going up to Superior. Again, the Spartans usually have been on the lower end of the BRC. But you think about that 2.5-hour bus ride, the bus legs, and the fact that this is probably a Chi-High team record-wise that Superior is saying, hey, we think that we've got a chance to get off the schneid and get a win as well, too. So much easier said than done going up there and getting that first conference win.
Yeah, I think we got to take these games one game at a time. This is a game that the Cardinals have to win if they want to have a chance to get to the playoffs. Hard to talk about playoffs when you got to get that first win. But, you know, they got Menominee coming up. They got Hudson coming up. None of the games are going to get any easier than this. They got to square things away on defense and, you know, be able to get some stops, be able to get some turnovers. They got a pretty good offense this year. They're doing a good job of moving the ball against a lot of very good defenses. You know, you see what they did to both River Falls and New Richmond. Offensively, you know, we didn't do too bad, and yet New Richmond and River Falls right now are locked in a defensive battle.
Yeah.
These are good defenses, and yet we're still moving the ball on them. So, you know, the Cardinals definitely got to get it done next week.
Again, WOGO.com is where you go to see what broadcasts are coming up on WOGO Sports. I'll correct myself earlier, misreading Brandon Berg's tweet. McDonald actually was down 20-12 to Gilman in that battle of number one versus number two in eight-player football. And entering the fourth quarter in that lightning-delayed game, it was 26-12, the Gilman Pirates over McDonald. Speaking of McDonald, we'll have volleyball at the Diocesan Tournament, 24th annual Diocesan Invitational tomorrow at McDonald High School. The 14-2 Lady Macs hosting that. They are state-ranked. 5 state-ranked teams out of the 6 that are going to be playing at that tournament. So join us at 8:40 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning for all-day volleyball exclusively on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you to everyone making the broadcast possible. Gavin Bovey, our audio engineer back at the WOGO studios, and Hallie, our producer, Sam Aberley and Colin Nichols tag-teaming the video production here tonight on site at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Duray on a homecoming night in Chippewa Falls on what turned out to be a beautiful night for football. Once again, your final score, the Rice Lake Warriors 38, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 22. This has been Chi-High Cardinals Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
Chi-High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.